Rewinding Kaya FM on FM Rewind. Visit kayafm.co.za for more.
It is time for one of my favorite conversations here on Kaya Biz, where we really get into understanding some interesting themes that come about that impact not only the business environment, but our lives as well as consumers. And earlier, speaking to Oskhomotso and Mapholoba, we were discussing rewards programs, right? And of course, from a retail perspective, like I said, I'm that girl with all sorts of cards in my purse to make sure that I also get a discount on some of the products I like. But what about the wellness programs that actually encourage you to do well, to be healthier, to be more proactive about your overall health care, your wellness of your mind, and of course your state of presence within the places that you work? How does that have an impact on your consumer trends, on your behavior, and of course your money? Well, to tell us more about this and of course her phenomenal journey as well within the space of corporate in South Africa, I'm joined in studio by the CEO of Client Engagement Solutions at Momentum, Zureida Ibrahim. A warm welcome, and thank you so much for joining us.
Hi, Gugu. I'm really happy to be here. Thank you.
And you're not the only one here. You've got a phenomenal team of females outside who accompanied you today. And I was actually quite impressed because I thought, oh, wonderful. An all-woman team who are all supportive of your engagements here today.
Absolutely. Exactly. Can't do it alone. And I definitely am not.
So we see them and we acknowledge them and thank them for coming through today. Zureida, let's pick up on this broad theme, because I mentioned just exactly the kind of consumer that I am. And when I think we try to understand rewards programs, many of us just think an easy way for companies to try and get us to use more of their products so that they can charge us more for the use of these products. But is that essentially the generic understanding of rewards programs or wellness programs in South Africa?
So, Gugu, I think rewards and wellness programs, I suppose the words in financial services are used interchangeably, but in the broader industry, I think rewards programs are fairly well known by consumers at this stage. Mm. In fact, 3 out of 4 South Africans actually belong to a rewards program.
Wow.
And in fact, those that have rewards programs have, on average, 6 of them.
Sure.
A third of the market actually has as much as, they belong to as much as 10 rewards programs. So I think the rewards program industry in South Africa is fairly mature. Consumers know how to use them. They know how to get value out of them. And I think that's exactly the point, is that in an environment where things are tough and everyone, regardless of the income segment that you're from, whether you're middle, high income, everyone wants to stretch their rand.
Mm.
And I think the rewards program gives the consumer that opportunity. It's a tool that we can use. I know people who use it in their monthly budgeting processes.
Oh, lovely.
People who save up their rewards for Christmas presents and birthday presents.
That's me.
So I've started doing exactly the same thing. And so I do think it's a win-win situation. So you ask if it's just a way for business to extract more from the consumer. I really believe that rewards programs present a win-win.
Mm.
So the more clients use it, the more data the retailer gets about the client, and the opportunity is there to position the right products at
yes.
the right price, to find out what it is that you really want to buy, and they use that to give you better solutions. So it really is a big win-win.
Let's talk about that from a wellness perspective, because that's certainly grown and is part of your background,
yes.
Given that you also work and represent Momentum Multiply, if I'm not mistaken,
yes.
Which does provide rewards for individuals who live healthier. I've already bitten into that apple and I'm hooked, right? I've got my Apple Watch. I try to work out. I try to take the 10,000 steps a day and many other things. But how easy has it been penetrating this market in South Africa? How do we perform when it comes to a wellness overview? And how does that impact an entity like yours when it comes to packaging something that speaks to Gugu and the many other South Africans who are interested in living healthier lifestyles?
Yeah, so I think the industry has evolved over probably more than a decade now. And I think it all started off in the health industry. So consumers started getting more savvy and really expecting more from their health insurers. So instead of just wanting a product, consumers actually want an outcome.
Yes.
So I don't just want health cover for when something goes wrong. I actually want to be healthier. And they expect the insurer to play a role in this journey. And so I think from our perspective, what we try to do is then provide solutions that help consumers actually know, firstly, what makes you healthy.
Mm.
So, you know, you're walking around with your Apple Watch and others are walking around with their Garmin devices and Samsung devices. We read up online about how do we know if it's 10,000 steps that makes us healthy, 300 yes. calories? Are we supposed to do exercise 3 times a week for an hour, 5 times a week for 30 minutes? You know, I remember, when I started exercising more and like really I like going out there and learning more and studying and trying to figure out what the right thing is. But there's so much information out there that people don't actually know. So I think the first role that wellness programs can take on and have taken on is the one of education. Mm. What's good for you? You know, and then, well, I think knowing what's good for you doesn't make you necessarily do what's good for you. And that's where we really found the space.
And that's where the word incentives comes in.
Absolutely. Yeah. Incentivizing your wellness. So we create incentives, to get people to just like get more physically active, to go and do a health check and know how you're doing. If your cholesterol's high, then, you at least know there's an alert, and that has an implication down the line. So it's starting that education journey with our clients early on before it really becomes an issue. And as So the integration into rewards programs, as our clients actually make progress along this wellness journey, we incentivize them to do that, and then we reward them for that progress. And we reward them with both discounts on products, and we reward them with discounts at retailers and travel, stuff that they really want.
Exactly. We'll get into that in just a moment. But Afropolitans, if you've just caught our conversation, I am speaking to Zureida Ibrahim. She's a CEO for Client Engagement Solutions at Momentum. And we're really taking a look at the overview of the environment regarding rewards programs from a wellness and loyalty point of view in South Africa. You mentioned something so critical, which is the incentives, right? So either providing the rewards or maintaining the loyalty. And that really relies not only on, number one, a lot of data, so information that you need to source from multiple areas, but partnerships as well. Because with regard to Momentum Multiply, you're working with Pick and Pay, you're working with Dis-Chem, you're working with a multitude of other entities that all need to buy in to what it is that you're selling. How easy is that? Because we know it's difficult enough to get two people in a room to agree on one thing, never mind multiple stakeholders.
Absolutely. So Gugu, not being from the industry, you've actually hit the nail on the head. Is, you know, all the technology that sits behind programs like this, it's really the science of how you can get actually the event data. So from that device, we actually integrate, we use an integrator that's sitting all the way in the US, aggregating all data from all sorts of devices, and then we need to access the data in order to know what you're doing and then reward you on that data.
Sure.
So our platforms, our technology, all of that is investing into being able to store this data, access this data, use this data. But essentially what we want to do is we want to learn more about Gugu so that we can actually firstly incentivize you like we spoke about, but also so that we can position you with the right offers, so we can position you with the right smart tips on how to do more. So ultimately what we want you to do is live smarter.
I like that. And given what you've highlighted, and of course we understand that there are multitudes of other loyalty programs in South Africa, how would you say the state of these programs actually performs though in South Africa, given the access to data, given the integration of the retailers with the financial services institutions? Are we making progress, in other words?
So I would have to say so. I definitely think though that there's still a long way to go in really extracting the value of the whole digital economy. I think that before, you know, if you think about, I actually thought about it on the way here. I was thinking about rewards programs before used to be one to many. You would open up the newspaper and there would be coupons and
yes.
you'd have to cut it out and really it was
my
the
mother
same.
Used to make me do that back in the day.
Exactly. My mother used to collect ones for the different stores, and we tried to say to her, but well, by the time you get from Pick and Pay to Checkers, you've spent more petrol getting from one to the other. Your discount has actually been eroded. But now you can have those offers targeted exactly to you. And that's what the digital economy allows. Mm-hmm. So we're using this data. So instead of just giving you offers that don't make sense for you, we give you ones that are around things that you want to do or shopping that you actually are going to purchase. And the technology allows us to do this. I think the other thing is that clients want everything in the palm of their hand.
Yes.
So if you've gone and had a great run, immediately you want to know, did I get my active day? Yes. You don't want to wait until, you know, you get your statement at the end of the month to know how you've been rewarded. You want something like your medal right now. Well done, you've got your 10,000 steps for today, and you've been awarded an active day. So this means you've now got this many active days for the month, and your rewards are now looking like this because of this active day. And technology and the digital capabilities actually allow us to do that.
So true. And that does speak to the app culture, the immediacy of the information that we want to actually read or share with other platforms. I'm already excited by this conversation, and I think you obviously have the privilege of working with so many people within your team to actually bring about these stories to the fore. But when you take a look at the opportunities that remain in the market, where are they, and what future dynamics should we as consumers maybe expect or even share with financial service institutions like yourselves to say, actually, Zoraida, I don't want a notification at 6 a.m. in the morning about such and such. This is the kind of data that I'd like access to. Or perhaps if it links into my financial planning and understanding the products that might be available for me in order to make up that shortfall that I might have financially.
Yeah, so I really think the future is really about digital, about staying connected, about relevance. But I think consumers want stuff that's easy to understand, then easy to use. Mm. And I think that's where the industry still has a lot of work to do. I think that financial services in particular is quite complex. Yes. And I think that a lot of progress has been made in terms of simplifying the actual products and solutions, but there's still a lot of work to be done to simplify the interactions that our clients have with us.
Sure.
And so I think that there's a real opportunity for us to work on simplifying the engagement, making everything easy, understandable, and just really making it convenient. Customers don't want anything that actually requires too much thinking or too much effort. And really, I think that if the industry wants higher levels of engagement and want people not to be burdened by the multitude of interactions, we must really take advantage of everything that we have to make things simpler for the consumer.
Simpler and better for the consumer in order for it to be accessible. Afropolitans, we are in conversation with Zoraida Ibrahim. She is the CEO for Client Engagement Solutions at Momentum. Now, we've had a phenomenal conversation touching on so many elements regarding wellness programs as well as loyalty, the discounts and the offers, and the mindset essentially of the consumer that we're trying to appeal to. But I'm just intrigued, Zoraida, as well as to how this landscape has changed and will probably continue to change in the years to come. You yourself have a legal background. You studied economics. You work in a financial space, but yet deal so much with technology. So clearly within your own world and your own journey, has it been a drastic change?
So I really think that the one thing that we can count on is technology changing every single year. It's the one thing in my career from the day I started in the service environment where I was exposed to new technologies, maybe new call center systems. Now I get exposed to new big data warehouses and digital systems that help us interact with our clients some more. Technology really, really keeps you on your toes. Yes. And I actually think that it's actually led me in a certain direction in my career as well. So as I said, I started off in the call center area, and that was about serving customers. But then I realized that I actually can serve customers who don't contact us through a digital platform, you know, so our website.
Yes.
And I started getting more involved in the website space. And that from one thing led to another. And then it really became about engagement. And that's what Multiply is really about. It's about engaging clients in their wellness and then rewarding them on their journey to success. So technology especially the digital part of it has really been something that's like quite a drive for me. It excites me. And because I think it just empowers us to do more for our clients. And so it really is about being able to extract the value that we can get from it, so we can really simplify those interactions with our clients and actually make them pleasurable experiences.
I like that. Changing the relationship, that it's a two-way street and it's a collaborative effort driving ongoing engagement. And even your background, because you're encouraging so many different people with various academic qualifications to actually realize that as long as there's technology as an enabler, as long as you also show a point of interest and, of course, understanding that you are trying to meet the needs of a customer while maintaining the company's ethos and direction as to what it is it's trying to serve, everybody can participate in this wellness future. So thank you so much, Zureida. Unfortunately, we have to wrap it there for today. I wish we had hours on end because there's so much more we could touch on, but we'll certainly get you back in studio for ongoing conversations.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you, Gugu.
Rewinding Kaya FM on FM Rewind. Visit kayafm.co.za for more.